Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Global Class is a business strategy book about international scale. Written by Aaron McDaniel with Klaus Wehage and positioned as a practical playbook for founders, executives, and growth leaders. Based on interviews with hundreds of executives across more than 50 countries, it examines how young and fast-growing companies expand beyond their first market without losing speed, coherence, or customer relevance. The central idea is that global growth is not achieved by simply exporting a domestic model. Companies need to think globally early, but they also need to enter each market with enough local understanding to adapt product, operations, culture, and leadership practices. The book sits in the entrepreneurship and management category, but its focus is narrower than general startup advice. It addresses the organizational and strategic problems that emerge when a company crosses borders. Its purpose is to help leaders avoid common scaling errors by designing for global reach while keeping execution grounded in local realities. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, thinking globally from day one without forcing premature expansion. One of the central distinctions in Global Class is the difference between being designed for global scale and trying to launch everywhere too early. The book does not argue that a startup should test product market fit in many countries at once. Instead, it emphasizes proving the model in an initial market of substance while building the company in ways that will not block later international growth. This affects product architecture, hiring, operating processes, brand choices, and even values. A product built only around the language, payment habits, regulations, or cultural assumptions of one market may become expensive to adapt later. Similarly, a team that treats internationalization as an afterthought often accumulates what can be understood as scaling debt. The practical reasoning is that early decisions create constraints. If leaders assume future market diversity from the beginning, they can preserve optionality without losing focus. This makes global ambition a design principle rather than a late-stage rescue project. Secondly, local relevance is the condition for credible global scale. The subtitle of Global Class captures its most important tension: companies scale globally by focusing locally. The book treats localization as more than translation or regional marketing. Local relevance involves understanding how customers in a market evaluate trust, convenience, pricing, social norms, distribution, regulation, and support. A company can have a scalable platform and still fail if it assumes that customers everywhere will adopt it for the same reasons. The examples associated with the book, including well-known technology and marketplace companies, illustrate that expansion often requires adapting how a product is positioned and delivered while preserving the core value proposition. The reasoning is strategic rather than sentimental. Local adaptation helps reduce friction, improves customer acquisition, and prevents the company from misreading weak adoption as proof that the concept lacks universal appeal. At the same time, the book warns against excessive customization that fragments the business. The goal is to identify what must remain globally consistent and what must flex by market. Thirdly, putting a global filter on agile execution. Global Class argues that the agile habits that help companies find early product market fit can create problems when applied unchanged to multi-country expansion. In one market, rapid iteration, local experimentation, and short feedback loops can accelerate learning. Across several markets, the same approach can lead to duplicated work, inconsistent product versions, confused priorities, and teams solving similar problems in isolation. The book describes the need to put a global filter on agile, meaning that speed must be combined with coordination and cross-market learning. Experiments still matter, but leaders need mechanisms for deciding which insights are local exceptions and which should influence the global product or operating model. This requires clearer decision rights, shared metrics, and disciplined communication between headquarters and country teams. The practical implication is that global scaling is not a choice between central control and local autonomy. It requires an operating rhythm where local teams can move quickly while the company preserves strategic coherence and reusable learning. Fourthly, developing globally minded leaders and entrepreneurs. A notable part of Global Class is its emphasis on leadership capacity, not only market strategy. The book uses the idea of globally minded entrepreneurial leaders, often described in related materials as entrepreneurs, to explain why international growth depends on people who can operate across cultures, functions, and market conditions. These leaders need more than ambition or technical skill. They must recognize when a home market assumption is shaping a decision, know how to interpret local feedback, and collaborate across time zones and organizational boundaries. The reasoning is that global expansion increases ambiguity. Leaders must make decisions with incomplete market knowledge while balancing speed, consistency, and adaptation. If only headquarters leaders define strategy, local realities may be misunderstood. If every country team operates independently, the company may lose scale advantages. Globally minded leaders bridge this gap. They help translate strategy into local execution and bring local insight back into the wider organization. The book, therefore, treats talent development as an infrastructure requirement for international scale. Lastly, avoiding the organizational traps that appear after early international wins. Global Class pays attention to the problems that emerge after a company has already proven demand outside its first market. Early international success can be misleading because it may depend on heroic local teams, temporary founder involvement, or opportunistic demand rather than a repeatable expansion system. As more markets are added, weaknesses in structure, data, communication, compliance, and product governance become harder to hide. The book encourages leaders to think about sequencing which markets to enter, what capabilities must exist before expansion, and how to avoid stretching management attention too thin. A common trap is assuming that a strong domestic playbook can be copied with minor changes. Another is allowing each market to build separate workarounds that later become difficult to integrate. The book stands out by treating these issues as design problems rather than simple execution failures. Sustainable global growth requires an operating model that can absorb complexity while still preserving speed, accountability, and a clear company identity. In conclusion, Global Class is most useful for founders, executives, product leaders, general managers, and investors involved with companies that have moved beyond early validation and are considering international growth. It is also relevant for corporate innovation teams that need to understand how high-growth companies build global capability without becoming slow or overly centralized. The practical benefit is a clearer vocabulary for decisions that are often handled reactively: when to expand, what to centralize, how to localize, how to develop cross-border leaders, and how to prevent operational complexity from overwhelming the business. Its intellectual value comes from framing global scale as a balance between universal design and local execution, rather than as a simple matter of market entry. Compared with traditional international business books, it is less focused on multinational corporations, trade theory, or country-level macro analysis. Compared with many startup scaling books, it gives more attention to cultural, organizational, and market diversity. Its main limitation is that some readers may want deeper implementation detail for specific functions, such as legal, finance, or supply chain. Even so, its strength lies in synthesizing patterns from fast-growing companies into a practical strategic lens for leaders who want global growth to be intentional rather than improvised. If you would like to support Aaron McDaniel, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.